This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, just steps away from the finish line for the 125th running of the Boston Marathon. It is a Patriots Monday, and Bill Belichick is brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can visit them at northeastmenshealth.com. And by Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. And Bill Belichick joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Exciting down there. Marathon Monday in October.
It is.
MLB playoffs is quite a it's quite a day.
Well, Wiggy says that elite runners are not athletes, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And running a marathon in 2 hours is pretty impressive.
Wiggy, I'm guessing Wiggy wasn't really a runner during the brief time that you two spent together.
I would not say he has the marathon athlete build. But, you know, that's all right. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses.
Speaking of MLB and the Red Sox, Alex Cora called your text the highlight of his year. I was wondering what you said that basically led to the back-to-back Red Sox wins, Bill.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think Alex, you know, we've been friends for a while and really respect what he does and what he's brought to the Sox. So I've enjoyed our relationship and looks like he's doing fine. He's got a good team and they've played well and, you know, got a big win tonight.
I wouldn't mind getting a motivational text from you every once in a while. I don't know if you, like, before the show starts. Is that something, do you do that?
I don't even have your contact information. I know that must be a top secret, but I can't even get that. I got to go through three people to get in touch with you.
Wow. Bill, you don't use emojis when you text. I don't see you as an emoji guy.
What are those?
Well, give him your
number.
Yeah,
you got to send that number.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Wiggy.
Bill, when you look at yesterday's game, you got to give that O-line a lot of credit. Four new guys on the offensive line. They only gave up one sack. You were able to run the ball for 126 yards and about 4.2 yards per carry. How'd you feel that the O-line played in that game, especially with basically four guys getting in their first piece of, you know, action?
Yeah, I thought they really competed well. Wiggy, they, you know, one of the kind of good things about it was we knew what it was going to be all week. So, you know, we really had a chance to practice it and, you know, and work it. But, you know, Ted's played a lot of football for us. So, and so does James. You know, they know our system as well as anybody. And then Yadni and Justin did a good job for us at tackle. Mac did a nice job of you know, getting the ball out on time, and Josh and the offensive staff, you know, I thought did a really good job of, you know, managing the game and you know, doing things that didn't put us, you know, unnecessarily at risk. And we executed, you know, a lot of them pretty well. Certainly could have been better, but not bad.
Bill, Jamie Collins contributed to this team right away. What's been the best thing that he brings to this defense?
Well, yeah, it's good to have Jamie back. We'll, you know, see how it goes going forward. But he was able to, you know, give us a little rotation and depth to our linebacker situation. Some of those guys are, you know, a little banged up. Juwan didn't play last week. Yeah, but he was able to, you know, come back this week. And, you know, Kyle missed a little time earlier in the season, so missed the Jet game. So it's, you know, it's good to have a little depth there.
Bill, what do you end up doing as far as addressing maybe a ball control issue with Damian Harris?
Well, we just got to take care of the ball better offensively, period. You know, we had bad balls on the ground. We've had DBs with their hands on the balls. Some of them they've caught, some of them they haven't. But just, you know, in general, we've been working on that since the first day of spring. It's number one thing for us, and we just gotta keep doing a better job of it.
Bill, one of the things that you always talk about is situational football. It seems like you guys had some struggles on opening drives defensively where you're allowing points. What do you think are some of the issues that you have to clean up?
Yeah, well, actually, that was more of an issue on offense until yesterday. But, you know, in yesterday's game defensively, it was the second and long situations that they got the third down, and then there was a third down conversion. So a couple of short yardage plays, start off with a penalty on third down, you know, gave up a red area third down touchdown, which is, you know, it happened twice in a New Orleans game. So we just didn't play well enough on third down, well, or on second and long in that opening drive. And then third down was a problem, you know, again, and in the second half it was better. So, you know, again, just I'd say kind of the theme of the year, really, consistency and, you know, doing things at a good level, you know, for all 60 minutes, not just part of the game, whether it's the beginning or the end, whatever it is, just doing it for 60 minutes.
Bill, we've talked a lot on this show about how much the game has changed. I mean, as a head coach, looking at Jonathan Jones in particular, he tweeted after the game, "I pray for the day you can actually tackle a QB again." How much have you seen change in the game when it comes to contact with the quarterback?
Well, I think the rules all reflect that. You know, the league, you know, is taking player safety you know, to a much different level than it was at other points in the NFL's history, and rules that cover defenseless receivers and contacting the quarterback and so forth are, you know, definitely part of the game that wasn't there, you know, when I came into the league. But that's been an evolution to the game that I think's been good. I would change a cut blocking rule this year. So they've kind of done little things every year to, you know, to look at the player safety, and nothing more important than the health of the players. And nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But unfortunately, that's one of the realities of this sport. But to minimize that, you know, is a good thing. But I understand the frustration of, you know, players at times feeling that they, you know, can't play as physically as they want to. So that's especially when you've been brought up playing it one way, and, you know, then it goes a different way. I hope that at some point the NFL and college football could, you know, have the same rules on things like targeting and, you know, those personal foul penalties and everything, so that when, as players learn how to, you know, learn the techniques and get instructed in college on how to what is and what isn't legal contact and so forth, that, that those rules eventually would be the same in the National Football League. Whatever they end up being, whatever the right thing to do is, but, you know, I think it's hard to reteach some of that, and, you know, like I said, it'd be nice if it was all the same.
Bill, what have you learned from coaching Mac that you didn't know about him prior to drafting him?
Well, I didn't know anything about draft before we drafted him because I'd never worked with him before. So, I mean, other than just being at his pro day at Alabama, which you can't really count that. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's the kind of thing you learn with every player as they go through their career, where they start and as they develop and what their comfort level is with certain things. And as you continue to add new things and new situations come up, you learn more about players every time you work with them.
Bill, you talk about consistency. One player, it seems like he's been pretty consistent, has been Matt Judon. He's got 5.5 sacks for the first 5 weeks of the season. What makes him a unique player? It seems like he can do a little bit of everything. What would you say makes Matt such a real, such a good player?
Well, Matt's a smart player. He's instinctively, you know, very good, like a lot of other linebackers are. Certainly, you know, Hightower being that category, and Bentley and Van Noy. I mean, like that, but, you know, very instinctive player. He's strong. He's explosive. He's got good acceleration. You know, so when you combine speed and power against really any blocker, I mean, that's a tough combination when you're able to, you know, use both of those along with instinctively having an idea of anticipation of what, you know, what the play is or what's coming. Or what isn't coming based on things you can eliminate. So I think all those are strengths of Matt's.
Stephon Gilmore, now a Carolina Panther. How hard is it to separate from such a talented guy, especially when you have to face him week 9?
Well, that's kind of the business side of the NFL. So we already talked about that, and, you know, we moved on. Think the world of Steph. Appreciate everything he did here.
Bill, one of the things you talked about is the rules and coaching. You know, I've kind of noticed with the screen game, you guys like to run a lot of screen games, that you're now no longer able to cut outside. How has that changed the way that maybe the linemen or some of those receiver screens that used to be able to cut guys down in the past, how has that changed your philosophy or your coaching style into what guys need to do differently?
Yeah, I think it's been a significant change, Jermaine. As you know, a lot of teams, and we've done this at times too on certain plays where really the play is to cut a defender, and defensively, you know, those tackles that are pulling around like we had on that toss play in the fourth quarter that Brandon ran. You know, it changes the game for the secondary not being able to, you know, aggressively take on the pulling lineman. They have to, you know, as you said, find a different way to deal with them. So, but, you know, those rules are similar to the kickoff coverage rules where you can't block below the waist or you can't cut block on kickoff coverage. You can't cut the blockers that are coming to block you, you know. So it's a similar type of situation where you just have to learn how to play those, defend against those blocks and block on your feet without the cut blocks. So it's really, those plays have taken on the same, I would say, coaching principles as kickoff and kickoff return do, where you're not allowed to block below the waist on those plays. So they're space plays where it's really about, you know, position leverage and then ultimately being able to drop your weight and hold your ground, whichever side of the play you're on, blocking side or the defending side.
Is Dak the toughest quarterback you've had to prepare for this season so far, Bill?
Oh, again, there are a lot of great players in this league. But you really have to prepare for an entire team. You just can't prepare for one guy. So, you know, there are a lot of things that Dallas does well, just like there's a lot of things that Tampa does well, just like there's a lot of things that Houston does well. So you have to totally prepare for each team and defend those players. That they have out there and the schemes that they run. But, I mean, I don't think we'll see anybody better than Tom Brady, but, you know, Dak does some things that Tom doesn't do. Tom does some things that Dak doesn't do. The players, the skill players are different. The line's different. So, you know, it's really about defending a team, not just one person, although you have to be aware of individual player skills. I'm not saying that, but it's still the team concept that you have to deal with.
All right, well, we'll let you get to work and get working on next week, and great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, Bill.
Yep, sounds good. We'll have fun there at Marathon Monday, and we'll all be watching tonight, too.
All right, go Sox.
Go Sox.
Thank you, Bill.
There you go.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.